Transmission start. Welcome to Where Did the Road Go? Join us as we wander off the path and explore lost history, consciousness, the paranormal, unexplained mysteries, alternative thought, and much more. We are present on the web at wheredidtheroadgo.com. Now here is your host, Soraya.
All right, and I am speaking with Megan. And you have written us, and you've had a few weird experiences throughout your life, correct?
Yes.
And how far back have you had weird experiences in your life?
Since I was, I want to say around 12, 13 maybe.
Okay. And have they been similar experiences your whole life, or have things changed?
They've been different experiences for both me and my family. The sleep paralysis that I've experienced, that's something that's kind of new. It started around, like, I want to say 2 years ago or so. But I've also experienced weird sounds in our home. People have told me that when I'm gone, our home will play music when we're not there, things of that nature. But this is something kind of different.
That's really weird. Like people are just hearing music in the house?
Yes. We used to live in a condo. And the condo that we lived in, we were on the bottom floor and our neighbors were on top. And when my mom would leave, our neighbor would tell us later on that she knew we were gone, but there was music playing. My mom would leave, and when we were leaving with her, we would see the curtains move, even though we know there's no one home, things like that.
So almost poltergeist-like phenomena.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
Have you been interested in, like, the paranormal and stuff your whole life?
Yeah, pretty much from around 5 or 6, definitely. Started with Chucky, but...
the horror movies?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, well, let's talk about some of your other experiences. Why don't you tell people a little about your night terror, sleep paralysis type stuff?
It usually will start right when I go to sleep, when I'm in the sleep process of falling asleep, I will not realize that I'm sleeping, almost like lucid dreaming. Mm-hmm. Only with lucid dreaming, you're supposed to know that you're asleep and also be conscious. But in this instance, I am conscious of myself, but I'm not aware that I'm sleeping. So one instance that happened was I was asleep, but I didn't realize it. And I'm aware of my surroundings, but it's like my consciousness, what I'm perceiving is pitch black. I know where things are in my room, but I'm not aware of actually seeing them. And usually it would be something kind of like really scary, terrifying. One instance I emailed about was where it was like there was something that was trying to attack me that was external, coming from a specific location in my room, in this instance, my closet. And it was like an external force trying to attack me as if it's like something separate. Another instance of sleep paralysis that I've had is I would be aware of myself and my surroundings, and it would sound like children are running it through my hallway, only their feet sound like they're running on like a hardwood floor, and you can hear like the slapping of their soles, but our hallways are carpeted, so
and I've had that experience where it's not quite lucid dreaming, because you think you're awake, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. You think you're awake.
Yeah, I've had that very often, where and usually there's something in the environment that at this point I can tell. Like, I'm pretty sure I told a story in the air where I looked at the clock and the clock was all dashes, and I went, "Wait a minute, I'm asleep."
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, sometimes I'll hear it'll sound like my parents are either arguing or they're talking outside my room, and while I'm in the lucid dreaming phase, I know at a certain point, hey, like that doesn't really sound like my parents. That's not really going on, and then I snap awake and I try to figure out what's going on.
Right. And sometimes you can't wake up.
That too, yeah. Sometimes it takes a very long time. I'll hear what sounds like my family like having a really bad argument, really bad. I need to get in there and intervene. And I try to wake myself up. One time I tried to wake myself up so hard, my left arm hurt after I actually woke up. I was trying to shake it so hard.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, talk about the one where you were looking out the window, or where you were sleeping with the open window, I should say.
Yeah, that one was really weird. For a certain amount of time, I was really interested in stargazing, and I was really interested in just looking up at the sky for some reason. And this night I happened to fall asleep with the window open. I all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I started looking out of my window, before I would fall asleep and just look at this just stargaze. And so I was in the process of falling asleep, and I had my back away from the window, and it felt like all of a sudden like someone's staring at you intently, almost with malicious intent. And it was one of those feelings like they're trying to break in. At first you try to rationalize it, you know? And so I'm afraid that maybe this is a person, they're trying to break into my home. And yeah, I'm also afraid that they might be in the process of breaking into my home. So first I need to figure out what's going on. So I flip over, I turn over to face the window, and I kind of do that thing where I crack my eyes open a little bit and try to see what's outside without them realizing that I'm awake. I want them to think I'm asleep, so that way I have the like surprise element.
Right.
So I crack my eyes open and I look outside and I see this tall man standing outside of my window. And at first I think of my father because my father's African American and his van is right outside my window. And I think maybe it's my dad standing outside, but then as I'm going, no, why would my dad be outside? I try to think of ways that I could identify this person. And this is, I'm really going through this logically. Like, if I need to contact the police, what can I identify this person with? And so, like, I try to make out what he looks like, his hair, his clothes. And as I'm paying attention, I realize, no, this isn't an African American person. This is something darker than dark. I can't, there's no hair, there's no face, there's no nothing. And it's almost like he's kind of leaning slanted over towards me and like trying to like get closer. And then I don't, between that happening where he's kind of like trying to get closer, it's a blank. And then the next thing I remember is I'm thinking to myself, I have to get up. I need to see what's going on. I need to talk to my sister because my sister's in the room ne right next to me and she's younger than me. So I'm kind of concerned. And so finally, I get up and I go to her room and I ask her because we share the same side of the house where our windows are. And her windows are open too. And I ask her if she sees anything outside her window. And she goes, no, I've been up all night and I haven't seen or heard anything.
Now that this ha something like this happened again a few nights later.
Yeah. So the initial time that I just spoke of, that was if I mentioned that it felt more malicious. The second time that it happened, it was a few nights later, and I was trying to go to sleep or in the middle of going to sleep, and I all of a sudden had that feeling that something's watching me. Only this time it didn't seem like it had any ill will, like I felt in the past. It felt like it's just there. And I've had that feeling before. And so I open my eyes and it's the shadow, darker than dark, standing outside, right outside of my room, right outside of my doorway. Like it either can't come in or it doesn't want to come in. It's like right in the doorway.
And that one, you don't know what happened at that one. You just like think you fell asleep.
Yeah, that one. It was kind of like one of those things where you go, "Oh, that's weird. Okay, back to sleep."
Yep, I've had very similar experiences. I remember laying in bed one day, watching this dark shadow on my ceiling move along the corners, and I watched it for quite some time. And apparently eventually just fell asleep. And you would think that would be saying that would make you kind of like wake up and be like, whoa, what's that? Instead, it was just like, well, that's interesting.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely. Even like I was saying, even when I thought of someone breaking in, I go, I have to tell my sister. But there's still that little bit of lag between me actually getting up and going.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you said for a while you actually stopped. Like listening to this show, you stopped reading paranormal type stuff, and it kind of, this stuff sort of subsided.
Yeah, there seemed to be some type of connection between me having a more than passing interest in the paranormal and paranormal podcasts, such as Where Did the Road Go? And I thought, well, maybe if I just try to close off everything, focus on other things, and maybe try to come back to it at a later date with a better frame of mind or a better perception that things will change. And one of the other things I started to actually do, I believe I told you about, is I would also imagine a sort of like a circle of protection. Yes, or like a white light. It sounds so cheesy, but I hate saying it, but it worked. I mean, something worked, because either stop listening to all of these types of things and interacting with them, or the white light, something worked.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that does tend to work. Even if it does sound cheesy or you don't necessarily believe in it, people have seen that actually work. So it's doing something.
Yeah.
So, and eventually you started reading about stuff again, and you just kind of used that circle of light to protect yourself.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I want to say because the sleep paralysis and the night terrors, they were so, so bad. I stopped everything for about, I want to say, 4 or 5 months. And throughout the entire time, I would imagine the circle of light. After that time period, I slowly started dipping my toes in. I would experiment with not doing the circle of light every night. I would start to listen to Where Did the Road Go every once in a while. I would kind of just dabble a little bit. And it seemed like things were okay. I wasn't having the night terrors anymore. Sleep paralysis is still ongoing, but that's not that big of a deal. It was mostly just the night terrors.
Right,
so.
Right. And this has only been in the last few years, the sleep paralysis and stuff, right?
Yeah. It's only been within the last, I want to say, 2 years or so.
Now, of course, a debunker would say, well, you're reading about all this stuff, so that's why this stuff is happening to you, because you're just imagining it. But this stuff feels very real, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing is, you always want to assume that you don't know what it is. Just like you always say on the show, you always want to assume you don't know what it is. And of course, we'll never really have a definitive answer. But at the same time, like we discussed a little bit earlier, I've been interested in this stuff for a long period of time. I've read about Ed and Lorraine Warren, and a lot of their stories get kind of scary, you know. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. It's not like I haven't been introduced to this material and then all of a sudden I am.
Yeah.
And it's causing these things to happen, the night terrors, etc. I've loved horror movies for a long time, and this is pretty recent.
Okay. All right. What about other weird experiences? Ever have experiences with UFOs or anything like that?
You know, UFOs, I haven't. And it's very interesting because sometimes when I listen to Where Did the Road Go, I think of why I haven't had those experiences, when I've clearly something has happened. Mm-hmm. What it is, I don't know, but nothing like UFOs. And I think of why. And personally, I have kind of almost a natural aversion to the UFO concept, which I'm trying to get over right now, but it's like there's a wall, and if you mention it, it's just like not interested.
Hmm. Okay. When you think of UFOs, what do you think of? Do you think of extraterrestrials or just weirdness or what?
Yeah, that's a good one. Before I listen to podcasts and really try to get over my aversion, you know, you think of the cheesy little ships, the disliked ships, and little green men coming down or gray men coming down and kidnapping people, etc. Now when I think of UFOs, though, it's changed immensely. Many people have said that there's the possibility that they don't even need a ship. They could be sending like their consciousness over.
Right.
So like just those types of ideals. Now when I think about it, I think about it more and more with different possibilities. I like to play with it at different angles now.
Okay. All right. Do you still feel the same aversion though?
Yeah. Yeah, especially if I hear stories from people, I hate doing it because I would want to be considered with an open mind. I hate doing it. So, but when I hear stories from people where they have these experiences, my first thought is, oh, that can't be.
Right.
And I have to kind of retract that, you know, and go, no, you need to give them the same light.
Now, have any of your sleep paralysis or night terror stuff, has anything ever kind of like, has anyone else noticed anything? Has anything appeared in the physical from it?
I don't know if it stems from it or not. One night, what happened was I was completely awake. I wasn't experiencing any form of sleep paralysis, but I was kind of doing the same type of things that I would normally experience sleep paralysis. So usually when I experience sleep paralysis, if I'm not actually actively trying to fall asleep, it's because, oh, I was doing my homework and I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So this night I was doing my homework on my bed, and all of a sudden I hear this noise coming from our attic, and our attic is empty and nobody's accessed it. Nobody has access to it. And so I heard this noise coming from my attic, and it came from the ceiling and it kind of stretched down the wall. And I thought that was really weird. And then I hear what sounds like footsteps going from my end of the house to my sister's end of the house, where the entrance is to the attic. And then I hear that sound. We have one of those entrances where you have to push up against the plank of wood and slide it over in order to even try to go in there.
Right.
And I hear that sound of it pushing up and sliding over.
Okay. And then?
I left my room immediately to go see what's going on. I go into my sister's room. She's not home. It's pitch black inside. And, of course, there's no one there. I didn't go to the closet because I didn't want to see it if it was there. And if it's not there, then that's great.
Fair enough. So the most recent experience you had written us about was a very unusual one. And I've had something similar happen, but not quite like what you experienced. Do you want to tell people a little bit about this?
Yeah, definitely. And then I like to hear it. I think you mentioned something about your experience too, and I like to hear that again. But
sure.
I was doing probably something mundane like homework, and I fell asleep on my bed, and I wasn't aware that I was asleep. And I'm in like sort of like a state of darkness, and it's like, it wasn't a voice. It didn't make a sound. It was more like words or pictures in your mind. And it's basically telling me that I can ask questions and I can have them answered. The things that I most want, I can have those answered. And I get very emotional over it because these are things that I've struggled with my entire life. And I'm thinking this is legit. I'm legitimately going to get answers to these questions and I need to know. And so I ask about my love life. I ask about my family. I ask about the future. And I'm getting answers to these questions. And again, it's not a voice. It's just like the answers are there inside my mind. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what those answers are, which is kind of ironic. And the details now, especially now, they're kind of fuzzy. But even after the dream, they were fuzzy. I pretty much towards the end of whatever this was, I had no visuals before. But towards the end, I got that 3 dots, 2 dots, 1. Okay, wake up. And then I woke up and it was like my hand was trying to draw something. It was like half like in the air, like I was trying to draw something. And that was the weirdest part about it that stood out.
Huh. Too bad you didn't have a piece of paper in front of you.
Right? I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, I wish I did.
I've had a couple experiences like that. The one a very long time ago where I was basically told something really, really, I don't know what the right word for it is, big, I guess. Like it just made a whole lot of stuff make sense. And I woke up from it and I laid there thinking, oh my God, I can't believe I was just told this. This is amazing. This is incredible. And I was dead exhausted. And I said, I don't need to write this down. I am totally never going to forget this. And I went back to sleep and I have no idea what it was.
Yeah, you would be surprised. That happens to me all the time, too.
The other one in a dream, and it's happened numerous times, but the most recent one was I was having a dream, but underneath the dream, something was talking to me. It's like I was being fed information, but I wasn't conscious of the information I was being fed. I just knew there was something there, and I knew mostly when it stopped, because when it stops, I suddenly went, wait. What was there a moment ago that was, you know, filling that space that's now void? It's like someone mumbling in the background information through. But I don't know what any of it was.
You know, it's very funny that you say that because I was kind of prepping for this, thinking about it. And I was thinking about thoughts and the way that thoughts come about. And I've always had that question of how do you know if this thought is really organically from you or if it's from another source? And I was thinking about how some thoughts are kind of in the background. And I was wondering if that had anything to do with it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our unconscious mind could be tied to our higher self and it doesn't have to be an external entity talking to us. It could be us.
True. Very true. So,
it's really hard to say. But it's a fascinating thing. And I know people who have had other things like that where they've been able to ask questions in sort of an altered state. Mm-hmm. So you're not alone in it, but it's definitely not something I hear about a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least I'm not alone. But, but yeah, I was wondering because, you know, I've been listening to podcasts and I really hadn't heard about it. So.
All right. Anything else interesting you have to relay to the listenership?
No, I think that's just about it for
the
now.
The bulk of it? Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Well, it's an interesting array of experiences, definitely, and I thank you for sharing them with us.
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much for having me on. I appreciate it.